Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. I'm Lisa Dent. Steve Bertrand is here. Mary Vandeveld's got an eye on traffic and weather. And Andy Mazur. Do I say that right? I said it's Mazur. I don't know why I screw your name up, Andy. Dear Lord. But anyways, you know him. He's here. Kevin's got the day off. And on the phone, brought to you by Calamos Investments. You would know that if you hear their commercials because he has the most beautiful delivery. But that's not what he's about. He's about basketball. It's Will Perdue. How are you today?
Well, Lisa, I'm doing well. I just, considering the weather outside, I've made today a cleanup day. I'm doing a little spring cleaning, and which, I don't know, is this summer? Is this spring? I mean, I think we've lost our seasons here. The only one I can guarantee you that is coming every year is winter.
Exactly, and I hope whatever you're doing is inside.
Yes, it is. I actually just finished making the bed because I'm doing part of my spring cleaning is doing laundry.
Nice. Hey, there's a few stories off the court today. Shaq, Steph, and Marcus. Pick one and I'll tell you about it. One that maybe you don't know about.
Let's go with Steph because I think I know what Shaquille is and I think I know what Marcus Smart is. But I'm not 100% sure, but let's start with Steph.
Well, the shirt that Steph wore, you have to know that, right? Yeah, yeah.
About his wife, Can Cook.
Exactly.
I mean, he's really the only one that can back that up, right?
Yeah, he would know. He would know. And then Shaquille buying dinner for 40 people in a restaurant?
I did not see that one. I saw the one where he talked about he was on a late-night show where he got traded to Phoenix. And he walked into Walmart and bought $78,000 worth of products, TVs, computers, clothes, shoes, the whole, you know, he can't buy shoes, sheets, towels, the whole deal at like 2 a.m. I remember that one. And the best part was his card got declined because according to American Express, they thought somebody had stolen it and was trying to charge that money on his card.
Well, he put $25,000 on his card. He had a dinner with a mysterious lady in Chelsea, bought the entire restaurant, all their dinners, as long as they found out about it after he left. He bought the staff food, and he left the biggest tip the restaurant has ever seen.
Well, Shaq is a very generous man. I've known that for a long time. Unfortunately, I was never on his team to reap those benefits. I was the guy that was having to play against him, foul him, send him to the free throw line, and the fact that he actually never, tried to physically assault me or punch me or anything because of the veracity of which I had to foul him, I'm very happy with. But I've always known him to be very generous on numerous occasions for total strangers.
That's really cool. I like that about him. Hey, Andy is here. I'm sure he's got more serious basketball questions, but our Golden State Warriors, it looks like they're going to wrap it up tomorrow night, Will.
I don't know about that, Lisa. I mean, this thing has continually gone back and forth. Just when you think you have some answers and feel comfortable making predictions, the opposite happens. And I feel like being at home, I feel like Jason Tatum is due for a big game. I feel like, Green is due for a big game. I just feel like this is going seven. I mean, there's nothing better than game sevens.
So, well, when you're watching the finals right now, you're looking at a team like the Celtics, who some may have thought not get to this point. What do you think about the Bulls now? When you look at Boston and then you look at the Bulls, how far do you think they're away here?
Well, the team as it sits right now has a lot of work to do. And I know a lot of people want to say, well, when they get healthy, I personally feel like, they've been healthy enough to play enough together where you've seen, what Lonzo Ball's strengths and weaknesses are and Vooch's strengths and weaknesses and Zach's. There's still the question mark regarding, Patrick Williams. We know who DeMar is. But when you look at Boston and you think about, okay, if we had to play them right now, and they're totally healthy, and we're totally healthy, and I say we, I mean the Bulls, who would you pick? And I'd say I'd have to lean towards the Celtics.
There's rumors that they're trading Coby White. Do you think that's going to happen?
I fully believe that they're trying, if they can, to package Coby and the draft pick for somebody that either, whether it's somebody coming off the bench, whether it's somebody, they could put in the starting lineup, maybe it's an expiring contract. But I fully believe that particular rumor in the sense that, you know, as we said, they have to get better with their personnel. And a lot of that, in my opinion, starts with, okay, they have to bolster the bench and make the bench better. But we also need more consistent, reliable outside shooting. And I think that's what they're looking for first and foremost.
Will, it has been fantastic having you join us every Wednesday on Chicago's Afternoon News. I hope we can do this again. Either way, the finals are going to wrap up this weekend, as you predict, so we won't have another conversation with you, but please call any time.
Well, Lisa, I have to honestly say that I've thoroughly enjoyed it, and I also feel like that I've learned some things as well. I know these have just been, you know, air quotes, casual conversations within basketball, outside of basketball, but I also want to thank you for your time and Kevin, and also for Andy, that, you know, when he's been stepping in, because it seems like Kevin has a lot of vacation days. But I feel like that I've also, in these conversations, learned a few things here or there. I mean, it's not like it's, you know, deep-rooted thought, but I just, the little things in life that actually make life better and more enjoyable, and I want to thank you for that as well. Since we've started doing that, I've become a consistent listener of WGN, sometimes at home, but more times than not when I'm in the car, because I want to see what you guys are talking about.
Thank you. That's the highest compliment we could receive from you. So we're fans of yours as well, and we look forward to chatting with you next season.
All right. You got it. So I guess the last thing I'll say is I might receive a text from you on Friday or late Thursday night if Golden State wins.
I will be the first to say you are right, Will Perdue.
All right. Thank you so much, guys. I really enjoyed it.
Time to get a check on weather and traffic with Mary Vandeveld.